The visit to Burkina Faso is the third in a series of visits to the countries that form the Alliance of Sahel States. So he has been to Mali on Saturday, Niger yesterday, and Burkina Faso today. The purpose of these visits is to foster healthy relations between Ghana and these three West African states. We all know what has happened between these states and ECOWAS. And as regrettable as it is, there is still the need to maintain a healthy relations, given that they are neighbors with whom we have common interests regarding economic ties and security matters, especially in an era where there is an upsurge in terrorist activity in the region. It is important that relations are maintained with these countries on the issues that matter.
I have spoken with some ECOWAS officials, and when you speak with them, it is not exactly clear what they want from these three Sahel countries. Did President Mahama take any particular message? For example, does ECOWAS want these three countries back into the fold of the ECOWAS community?
Well, President Mahama has made it clear, and it came up during the discussion, that he is not acting as a mediator between ECOWAS and these countries. At best, you can describe him as a bridge that enables channels of communications to remain open between these countries and ECOWAS, but he is not seeking to mediate between the two bodies. It is important, however, to appreciate the issues that informed the breakaway, because knowing exactly what their perspective is on these matters will help mold the kind of relationship that needs to exist between individual countries and these three states.
So when President Mahama says, he's quoted as saying that he gained fresh insight into the concerns of Burkina Faso and its regional allies regarding the relationship with ECOWAS, can you shed light on what the fresh insights are?
Well, as you may be aware, at the time that the breakaway happened, President Mahama was an opposition leader. So in that position, he had limited information on what may have triggered the breakaway of these countries. Now that he is president, and given that he is a respected statesman in the West African sub-region, it was necessary to find out what the real issues are. So it is in that regard that President Mahama has sought to find out exactly what the matters are and what the concerns of these states are.
What is the level of economic and cultural relations between Burkina Faso and Ghana? Is there any?
Well, Burkina Faso is our immediate northern neighbor, and it might interest you to note that we share cultural and even ethnic ties. There are people who live across the border who are separated by artificial lines, but in actual fact are relatives, and they transit to either side of the border in their daily lives. And if that is the case, it is extremely important that these ties remain strong and healthy. There are also important economic relationships regarding trade. As you see, Ghana supplies Burkina Faso and its other neighbors electricity. And these ties are important to both economies. Burkina Faso, as you may know, is a landlocked country, and therefore they rely on Ghanaian ports for the importation and exportation of goods and services. And that is why, as part of the visit, President Mahama has sought to highlight the important economic ties that we share and the need to ensure that they remain healthy.